This is August the 18th, and this is the interview for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. And this interview is with Miss McMullen from South Shore. Miss McMullen, now tell us, what was your maiden name?
Nellie May.
Nellie May, so you was a May.
Right.
And where was you born?
I was born at Sayersville, Kentucky, in McGuffin County.
When did you come down in here?
When I was 10 years old. We moved to Black Oak Bottom, which is about 6 miles this side of Vanceburg.
So you're from Lewis County?
Yeah, we lived in Lewis County, many years.
Now, did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I had 6 brothers and 2 sisters.
Now, what did your father do?
He was a farmer.
When you were small and around the house, did y'all have to help do the work?
Oh, you bet we did.
We did.
Of course, I was a baby, and I kind of didn't have quite as much to do as the rest of them did.
That happened, yes. You get told about it, too, don't you?
That's right.
Yeah. So, that was... Okay, we're going to come on up through the church. Did your family attend church all together? Yeah. When you were small?
You mean they went
family?
In a group?
Uh-huh.
Well...
Or no?
Most of the family. Of course, my mother had such a big family that she didn't always get to go. And my father didn't always go, but when they could, they did. And we were in attendance long as I can remember.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, too. Some churches still do. You know, I don't know why it is, but when you go in, it seemed like the women would sit on one side and the men would sit on one side.
No.
Do you ever see any of that?
I don't think I remember that.
Yeah, well, I do.
No, I don't believe.
Maybe that's more the old Wagler's Baptist, uh-huh.
Well, see, I was a Methodist.
So you've just
been a Methodist all my life.
So I have seen that.
Uh-huh. I have heard of that, yes.
Yeah.
A great deal. But most generally in our church, it was a mixed congregation.
So now... where did you go to school then? Where did you attend school?
Well, when I first started to school at Sayersville, and my brothers, I had 3 brothers that were teachers. And I think my first teacher was my oldest brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the next oldest brother later, and the next one later on, so I went to 3 of my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just I don't remember. It is very faint recollection of starting the school, but I do have pictures of the school group. You know, they used to always have school groups.
Okay, now were those classes combined in the old-fashioned schools where they're like eight grades in one school?
Oh, yes, yeah.
When you...
Uh-huh. Yes, and they were divided into classes, you know, of... Well, mostly first reader and second reader and third. You spoke of it as readers instead of grades, mostly.
Did you think your brothers made it any harder on you?
Well, I thought so one time. One of them did because he made me stay in and learn a poem that I thought I was going to get out of. Otherwise, no, I don't believe so.
You thought they were you?
But I thought he was.
At the time, you did.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, I guess I did at the time.
So, well, now, did you go to Moorhead?
Yeah, I've gone to Moorhead. And, I've gone to Moorhead.
Okay, now, we'll go on with your education. When did you start teaching?
Well, I believe I was 19 when I started teaching.
Where?
Well, it was a little emergency school in Lewis County. It was when they were building Dam 32. And there was no school close for the children of the workers at the dam. So they built a little school down the road a ways. And I was hired as the teacher to teach that school, and that was a great and wonderful year.
I bet that was a challenge, wasn't it, really?
Oh, really, and it was in the country, certainly, and we had about a mile to walk every morning and back in the evening, but it was enjoyable, and the children were nice, and of course, I had children of all the workers, even the superintendent's four children, and they were just very nice, and I had a lovely place to stay, the lady and gentleman and that whose home I stayed in. Mm-hmm. They were just a second mother and daddy to me.
Wasn't that great?
And that was really one of the most memorable years of my teaching experience.
Well, did that school continue, or did they?
Oh, no,
that was just for temporary.
Yeah, it was just temporary. It was soon abolished after, the second year, let's see. I know of 2 years that they continued it, maybe three. Yeah. And then, the children, then I forgot where they, I think some, they went to Kerr's in Vanceburg, I believe, after that.
Now, when did you get married?
July the 19th, 1932.
Well, is the weddings any different now than they were then?
They're quite different from mine.
Okay, tell us about yours.
Mine was, we went to, we intended to be married in Huntington, West Virginia, but we drove up there and we had Lou Ellis and his sister and my niece, Mariama, you knew Mariama, they were with us, and we drove up to Huntington, and our minister was there that we was going to perform the ceremony. So we went to the courthouse to get our license, and they wouldn't sell us the license, because we were not, we didn't live in West Virginia, so that meant we had to come back to Catlettsburg.
Oh.
So we did. We came back to Catlettsburg, and we got our license there. And I believe that the license, marriage license, had been $2.50. Mm-hmm. And I believe they had just recently been raised to $5. So we got our license, and our minister, and we went down to a church in Catlettsburg, and it was just the four of us, and there was two ministers, and we had our, that's where we were married.
In Catlettsburg.
At the Methodist Church in Catlettsburg.
Well, now that's nice.
And then
we went. At the time you thought it was a lot of trouble where you couldn't.
Well, yeah, I guess, but it was all right. Then we went on from there to, we went back to Huntington, took the minister, and then we went on our honeymoon, which was really a wonderful honeymoon for 1932. We went all the way to Atlantic City, and we
really?
Were gone about 12 days, I think.
Well, now, back then that was,
that
yes.
That was quite a...
yes.
Quite a honeymoon.
That
yes,
was.
It really was. And things were so cheap, you know. We could get a room for $1 a night.
Oh, how great.
In Washington, D.C.
Well, then you had a really nice one. You always hear the hard ones. I'm glad that we finally got a pleasant one.
That was quite an experience.
Yes. Okay. Did you teach after you were married?
Not for about 14 years, I didn't.
You didn't teach. And how many children?
Just one.
Just the one.
She came along in 36. And I didn't teach any more until she's in fifth grade.
And what is her name now?
Well, that's an awful long one. You might all of it.
You sure? We're proud of our children.
Sydney and Nell McMullen.
Loudon Day. Great. Well, we all remember her. Yes, she was
she was
very pleasant.
Yeah, you knew
her. In school, yes.
You knew her.
Mm-hmm.
She remembers you all.
Yeah, that's true. But I can remember you teaching in South Portsmouth. Where did you teach before then?
You mean in the new school?
Where did you teach before you came to South Portsmouth to teach?
Just the one? No, now wait a minute. I taught at Flat Woods. It was called at that time Advance, I think. I was there 2 years, and then I was at Workman 1 year. And
well, did you live in the upper end then, or did you travel that distance?
Well, see, we lived at Greenup then. Yeah, we had moved into Greenup County and lived up at near White Oak Crossing. Mm. And my mother was living, and she died during the year I taught at Flatwoods.
Hmm.
And then my sister had married too, and she lived in Ashland, and I lived with them the year that I taught at Workman. Yeah. And then I was planning to go back to Moorhead. I'd been there in the summer, and I was planning to go back in the fall. And there was a vacancy occurred at South Portsmouth, and I was asked to take that place, and I did, which was a mistake. I should have gone on to school.
Oh, I don't know about that now. I can remember that. It was great, yes. I can remember that.
Well, I did teach, and then I continued teaching there in the old school, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then's when I got married, and then later then I was in the new building.
Oh, I was forgetting about the old one. That was down by the Christian church.
Yeah.
Yes, now I, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was at the new one.
No, you wouldn't remember that.
No.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, that's right. I can remember you at South Portsmouth. Yeah, the new one. I've forgotten all about it.
Yeah. I went to, what year did I start teaching there? About 48, I believe, it would have been.
At the
new school of South Portsmouth.
We
I was married then, and Sidney had worked on the ferry boats here. Mm-hmm. Then we moved up to Lloyd. What is Lloyd now? And he worked at the dam there for, well, until the high dam was built. And we lived up there. We were away from here 9 years. That's the only time we ever were away from this. Mm-hmm. We went to housekeeping right here in this house.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Where were you now when you say you were away at night for 9 years? You were in?
At Lloyd, and just below Greenup on the hill.
Now, he was a pilot, or did he work at the dam?
Pilot. Well, he was a pilot on the ferry boat here for about 15 years.
15 years.
And that's what he was doing when we were married.
Oh.
And up until 37. And that was when he changed jobs, and we went to... He got a job on the dam at Greenup, and that's when we moved up there. I think it was 38 when we moved.
Hmm. Okay, now the flood was what, 36?
37.
37. Mm-hmm. Can you remember it?
Can I remember it? Oh, I'd like to forget it.
It was that bad.
It was up, there was water in this room up almost the top of the doors, if you can realize that.
That's a lot of work when it goes down, too, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. And you don't get that work done in a summer.
That's true.
Hey, for years you're working on it.
Then did the government, now, when there's a disaster, the government comes in with money. Did they then?
They came in. You know, we have flood insurance now, but there was nothing then. If you lost what you had, you lost it. But the government did come up with a disaster loan.
Oh, did they?
And that was a salvation of lots of people.
Mm-hmm. That really helps.
Yeah.
That's true.
Called a disaster loan. Mm.
Can you remember if any of your children that you taught, we'll have to brag a little bit, went ahead and made, if any, some of them?
Oh, yes, I should say so.
Well, name some of them, Will, if you had a hand in it.
Well, I feel
if
like
you can,
I
well, sure.
Started them.
It's true.
A strange thing happened there. Well, the children that I started off in the first grade in South Portsmouth, who do you suppose was their senior high school teacher?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Anil.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
That's right.
Really?
That is right.
Well, now that is unusual.
That's
your daughter, yes.
That's the most unusual thing.
Well,
see, that is right.
Now that was unusual.
Yes, Timmy Foreman was an awful sweet little boy, and he is a minister now up in Ohio or Michigan. I don't know.
I really don't know either, but I know he did. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you had, well, that's great.
Grant Stevenson's a doctor.
That's true.
And someone told me the other day that Reese D. Stevenson is a minister.
Someone said, uh-huh. Well, that is great.
Let me see now. Oh, there's many others.
I'm sure.
Teachers, lots of teachers.
That is true.
And insurance men. And, well, just a lot of different locations.
Yes.
Right now, it's a little hard.
Hard to remember. You taught so many, yes. There's so many.
The Reader Boys, they were all went to me, and they've all done so well.
That's true.
And
that's true.
I'm so proud of all of them.
When you see them, yes, you have to be. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'm proud of the fact that I had a little part in their education.
Yeah, that's true.
They started them off anyway.
Could you see the discipline change that you had to? How you had discipline from the time you started teaching till you retired? Did you have to bear down any harder on them?
Well, I always found I taught mostly, first grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I always found them so loving and easy to discipline, and they just wanted to learn. And I didn't have a lot of discipline problems. I had a few. I had one in particular that I remember very vividly. That he was hard to handle, but
he was trying you then.
Yeah, he really was. But I do know that as the years went by, that the children in the school in general, I could tell that. It was different from what it had been.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess today it's much more different.
Yes. South Portsmouth really grew, though, didn't it? Because
yes, it did. That was a small school, Sue, but I tell you, there was an awful lot of good men and women came out of it.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of good teachers, don't you think, there, too?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I...
The teachers were very dedicated mm-hmm. teachers. They really were,
yes.
Back in those days.
That's
they
true.
Were.
Even I can remember.
Yes. Yes, they were. They were very dedicated teachers. And, the children had respect for their teachers. And they were there to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course there were those who thought, well, I'll take it easy and get by, and then regretted it later.
Mm-hmm.
But on the whole, I think that they were mm-hmm. good boys and girls.
That's true.
Very good.
Can you remember some of the teachers that you worked with or taught with?
Oh, yes, I surely can. Mrs. Keebler, Miss... Ival Keebler, mm-hmm. and I taught our rooms were right next together for about 5 or 6 years.
Oh, really?
And we worked together very well. And Elsie Erlewine, of course, she's
just been
there.
I was going to ask you about Benny Webb.
She's been there. I wasn't there when
oh,
he
yeah.
was there, no. But Elsie has been there for a long, long
yes.
time. She's a great teacher, and of course, everybody remembers Opal Basler.
Yes.
And of course, they were in the school. They were not in the lower grades where I was. But then, of course, I don't know. We was all kind of like a big family then.
I believe so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
We really were. Mm-hmm. And Professor Mr. Mead was the last principal.
Now, did you work under him?
Yes.
Did you teach under him?
Yes, I did, and I enjoyed teaching.
I think he's a go-getter, don't you?
I really do.
He seemed like if there's anything there to be God, he gets it.
That is right. He's done enough luck for Lewis County.
That's true.
Yes, he sure has.
That's true.
And now, of course, Gordon Sanders, he was principal. He died during the year that he was principal.
But, you know, I can remember, I don't know if you were there or not, and I...
Lloyd Reeder, I remember him.
That must have been...
He was the elementary principal, I believe.
Do you remember when I graduated from there was a Mr. Willis?
He was the... seems to me like he was that... Yeah? What was his first name? Do you remember?
All I can remember is seeing the initial, B.C. But I don't... B.C. Willis, that's all I can...
Well, he was principal the year that I went back down there, I believe. He was
I don't even know where he was from.
He was from, seems to me like he was from Ireland.
Was he?
He was a good man, and he was a good person to work with. Mm-hmm. I always felt he was.
I mean, I really didn't know that he was there that last year that I was.
Yeah, and then who else? There was...
Well, we had some...
Was it Mr. Kaufman? But I wasn't... If he was principal, I wasn't there. That was before I went there.
Was you there when there was a Mr. Scow?
Scow? No, but Ann L was in school at that time.
I don't know what happened to him either.
I don't know either.
I don't know where he was from.
I don't know.
He had a slight limp, I can remember.
Don't remember that.
I think he only lasted 1 year.
I
think
he
did.
Right,
but I really don't know where he came from.
Yeah. And there was another man, too. I can't remember his name.
Oh, yes. He was from Greenup.
What was his name?
Yes, but he was from Greenup, seems like. And he did. Now, I can remember, I don't remember what his name was, but I can remember, it seemed like it was him that started that digging it out and making us a lunchroom. But I can't remember what his name was.
I think that's right. I can't either.
Yeah, that?
Seemed like it was John somebody.
And he was a young, he wasn't... He was older than some of the others at the time.
Uh-huh. John.
But I can remember when we carried our lunch. I can remember, you know, taking our lunch.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We didn't always have a lunch program, did we?
No, ma'am. Sure didn't.
When children took their lunches, was there some that really couldn't afford, or the mothers just didn't want to fix them a lunch to bring?
Well, there was some of both.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. There was some that... No, I don't think they probably could have afforded
it.
At least not what they should have had.
Yeah. When they brought
the school lunch was a wonderful thing to put into the school. I remember one little boy in particular. When he started in September, and his little cheeks would be so pale, and he would really look so undernourished. And he could hardly wait for lunch, and... you know, by the end of the school term, he would be so pink and
you could
pretty.
Tell.
Yes.
Those things are satisfying, isn't it? When
took a wonderful, made a wonderful
true.
Difference.
Did you teach down there when we had this terrible water that we drank?
When we didn't have any water.
Well, I don't remember taking a little jug of water.
Well, I didn't, and I got real sick.
Mm-hmm.
I was out a week.
Oh, really?
I was really sick, and I'm sure that was the cause of
it. I don't know what was wrong with it, but it was...
Well...
It tasted terrible, but I don't know why.
Wasn't it the fact... Didn't they dig some, or drill some wells, and they turned out mineral water or something?
Something.
I don't remember either. Just what
but I know you couldn't drink it.
Oh, no. No, you couldn't.
You had to.
No.
You had to,
There was something else that I remembered. That was when the polio vaccine was introduced, too. You remember that? When we had the mass.
Did they come to schools and give it out?
No, we took a truckload up to McHale and got it, you know.
No, I don't remember that, no.
Wasn't that?
Because I guess I was out of school by then.
Wasn't that polio?
Probably, I'd say.
Well, now they did have one down there that Dr. Riddle and Margaret Smith, I believe, gave the gave the shots down there. And then everybody got sick. You know, they were just falling here and there. It was just mass hysteria.
Was it? Were they really sick
not
or
all,
not? Or was
not,
it just some?
No, no, no. They thought
they were.
Oh, you know, they thought they were.
Yes. I think you had to take three when they first come out, didn't they? Shots before they went to the oral.
I believe so. Well, I remember though taking them up to Macau because of my
Well, I was just wondering.
And I was just so worried about the children. I thought, oh my, what terrible thing if it didn't
work,
and oh dear, but it did.
Yes, it did.
Yeah,
it sure.
But
did.
I remember so well that day when they were just falling all over the place, and the you know the long tables I had in my room.
Mm-hmm.
It was two or three stretched out on those tables.
Well, can you remember when the county health nurses used to come around?
Oh yes. I sure can. They did give shots.
Yes, at school, yes.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And you better not miss one year because you got it the next,
yes,
didn't you?
That's right.
Well, I can remember that very well.
how the children did dread it. And you let the health nurse get inside the door and it went all over the school quicker than a fire.
And I can remember those blue uniforms with white cuffs and white.
Yes,
it is. And I can remember, too, that seemed like when I got a shot and I had to take it, my arm was sore for a week compared to what it is now.
Well,
do you think?
Well, perhaps. I don't know. I remember mighty well how sick I got when the first one I ever took was in that old building when Professor Thompson was principal. There, Lewis Thompson. Do you remember him?
No, I don't.
No, you don't remember him.
Uh-uh.
Well, anyway, he was a young man from Colorado, and he had graduated from Asbury, and he was the principal, and he was so brave, you know, when the nurse came that day. We hadn't had shots before, and he wanted to prove to the children how, easy it was to take it and all, so he did. He volunteered to be the first one.
Oh, really?
That was on Friday. Well, Sunday morning he didn't come to church. He was in bed.
Bed, huh?
Oh, he was so sick with that. And then I had kind of laughed at him, you know, about letting the shot get him down. Of course, we should have realize it was more serious than that. Well, it wasn't really, I guess, but
this had a reaction.
It had a reaction. Well, it was just it just took.
Do you think they were stronger then or not?
Evidently, they were. I don't know.
I believe they've improved them.
You think they have?
I believe they have.
Well, they really must have because that was so new, you know.
Yeah.
And now they've done it so much of it. It's such a common thing now. But anyway, it was kind of funny to me that Professor Thompson would get so sick over that. And so I was the next one, I think, took mine. Well, on Sunday, I was on Friday, too. And on Friday afternoon, Cindy and I just started. We hadn't been going together too long, and we drove out to Serpent Mound that Sunday afternoon. And it seemed like I got to feeling awful bad on the way, and as we came home, I got such a terrific headache. Oh, my head was just splitting by the time I got home. And I wasn't in school the next day either.
so
got to laugh at me.
So it was bad.
That was smallpox now. That was smallpox.
That was the smallpox. Uh-huh. Is that when they first started giving them then, huh?
Yeah, that's first in my school.
And what year was that? Can you remember?
Well, that would have been about 1920. 28, I'm saying. Yeah.
Was there cases of it? I meant.
Well, there probably was in the country, but not around there, of course.
Yes.
But it was a wonderful thing that it was discovered and used. And you know, I really am afraid that they're going to feel so secure now that they're not, and just omit giving these.
Did you have problems with the students when they had to line up to go get their shots or injections?
Well,
they call them
some
now?
Of them really fought it. Yes, they didn't like that at all. The little ones did so much better than the bigger ones.
They knew how bad it hurt. When you were growing up, can you remember any of the superstitions or things that your mother, or that something's been handed down, an old tale or something?
Yes, I can remember some.
Well, let's tell one.
Well, you should never have your silverware crossed at the table. If you do, something's going to happen.
Well, I'd never heard that one yet. That's a new one. I sure hadn't.
Well, that was true, because I remember one time, this is an incident, mm-hmm. when my father had, he had cattle and hogs and all farm animals, you know. But the hogs got out one day, and they got into the cornfield and ate too much corn, and he lost one or two.
Uh-huh.
And I remember Mother saying, I just knew something was going to happen because somebody crossed their knife and fork at the table. Uh-huh. Now that's silly.
Uh-huh. But those things stick with you, don't they?
They believe it firmly. A lot of people do.
Sure.
That was one. And
well.
Of course, the black cat running in front of you. Dreams.
Yes.
Things.
Now, when you moved here, how was there very many homes through here?
No.
How have you seen this change?
I've seen it grow from the beginning almost.
Mm-hmm.
This house was here. The one across, let's see. Those three were there.
Okay, you didn't have any blacktop streets either?
Oh, mercy, no. I should say we didn't.
No.
We didn't have any blacktop anywhere. And there wasn't hardly anything on the other side of the railroad.
Mm-hmm. What kind of businesses was there?
There wasn't much. There was a grocery store out here in this block building at the end of the street. Mm-hmm. This street, that's about all it was over in here.
Mm-hmm.
Ratliff's wasn't here. Oh, there was another little store out here in this long building right this, on this side, no, it's on the other side of Ratliff's. Higgins, Charlie Higgins had a little store there. And then Mr. French, he had one in his home. Now these were just mm-hmm. in a room, you know.
Sure.
And
well.
And, of course, the ferry boat. That's about it.
Well, did the people gather together in the evening to talk like the men? Were they gather at the river or did they have a gathering place? No?
No, not really.
Not really. Mm-hmm.
Not that I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Cindy worked such long hours on the boat, he never had time to do anything like that. If they did, it was others. He was working 12 hours a day there for so long, you know.
Okay, we've got to get into the Depression. Can you remember that much about the Depression?
I sure can remember the Depression.
What year was that?
It was it started in the latter part of 29, if I remember right. Wasn't that the crash of the market?
Mm-hmm, yes.
29, the beginning of it. And then went on through 30 and 31. We was married. We always sit right in the middle of the Depression. Yes.
But everyone was in the same boat, really, wasn't
there? Nobody had any money. No, and most people didn't have any jobs. Mm. And it was really a very trying time on most everybody. I guess maybe we were lucky. Sydney did have a job as pilot on the ferry boat, and he made $75 a month.
Mm.
So
that
today many people make more than that in a day. But
Then that was good.
That was good money, mm-hmm. Yeah. We was buying this place and paying $15 a month on it.
Really?
And really, that $75 went further than a few hundred would go now.
That's true. That's true.
And you didn't, we were talking the other day about feed sacks, you know, the people get feed sacks. We'd make our dresses out of feed sacks.
Yes.
And
they were pretty
they
too,
were pretty,
wasn't they?
Yeah.
I can remember the prints.
Uh-huh. I had some I'd make for myself and Fran Ellen.
And then aprons?
Yes, uh-huh. Aprons and dishcloths. Yeah.
True. I'd forgot about that. That's true.
I remember very well. We didn't have any water in the house at that time here. This house wasn't thin like it is now.
You've added on.
Well, we just improved. Completely turned it around, and you might say, I mean.
Well, it sure is nice.
Oh, it's quite nice. It is. But we didn't have water. We did have electric. And we didn't have gas. I don't believe we had. No, we didn't have gas.
Mm-hmm. Then. Yes.
And I remember the first stove, cook stove, mm-hmm. that we had. And we had, we began saving our money when we was married in July to buy a range, you know, for the kitchen. We were cooking on little oil. They had, mm-hmm. You remember the oil stoves?
Mm-mm. Remember the coal stoves?
No, they burned kerosene. Mm-hmm. And they had three burners, most of them did. And a burner, you cooked on top of, mm-hmm. them. And some of them had a little oven you could bake in.
Well,
we had one of those, I think we gave $19 for. And, but we began saving for our range. And it was along in November. We went over to the foundry, you know. Mm-hmm. It was one business that was going good at that time. And we bought this, to me it was the most beautiful stove I ever saw. It was ivory and green. It was a beautiful green. That being my favorite color too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, we put it right inside the kitchen there. And it would just heat the kitchen up so well, you know. And
now this was a cooking stove.
That was a cook stove. And I've always regretted selling it, but I didn't until after we moved back here. But of course, I guess it's all right that we did, because you don't use those things.
It's true. Okay, did they deliver them that time, or did you have to bring it? Or do you remember?
They delivered it, I believe.
Uh-huh. I was wondering.
And we'd got a linoleum rug for the kitchen floor. And it kind of matched the stove.
Well, that was great, wasn't it?
Oh, listen, that was a... really prized possession.
Really proud, you know, that's true.
Oh, yes. And that was the best stove to cook on and baked. It just baked so pretty.
Well, it is when you think
of
those things.
We paid $59 for it.
$59.
And we'd saved that much money out of the
$75. And that was hard saving that, wasn't it?
You bet it was. But we'd saved that much money now from July to September. And so we had the money to pay for it when we went and got it, or when we ordered it.
A lot of people should do that now, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Save for it and then go buy.
You know, the trouble, though, we have too much.
It's true. Young people do. Yes.
Really. Because I'll tell you, this generation, if a depression like that would come, I don't know how they'd weather it.
How do you think they would handle it?
They just would be completely lost. They wouldn't know what to do. Don't you think?
I think that they would. I really do. Because
they would just really not know what to do, because they have never had any experience in...
had it hard.
In, yeah. Oh, no.
They've never had it.
No.
I was just thinking about my son.
Everything's
He's 21.
Been right at
hand. Mm-hmm. I said, I have a son 21, and I just don't know... I don't think he could handle it.
Well, now they've just got, I imagine, everything that Mark could wish and money could
have. Yes.
Well, now we have,
and they just won't go out and take any job. I mean, this,
oh, no,
you know,
no.
Now to survive, they wouldn't.
No,
Back then they
back
did,
then,
didn't they?
Oh my land, a day's work was something wonderful.
Well, okay, what was this that the government did come out with under the depression that the men worked?
The WPA?
That's right, yeah.
I said, what would that the workers, or is that the right initial?
It seemed like it was a WPA system, I can remember.
WPA, workers.
Workers.
Assistance, I guess, is the
aid. Seemed like I can remember.
Well, anyway, that helped a lot because they built a lot of buildings. They built the South Portsmouth School.
That's what I was under the impression.
And they built the courthouse at Greenup.
Did they?
Yes. And I don't know if they built McHale or not.
Well, that was a help then, wasn't
it?
Oh,
yes. It really helped.
Do you think is it like now that if you had a little bit of pull that some of the men got on where others didn't or not? Or was
back in those days?
Under the WPA system, I wonder.
I don't think it was as much so as it would be now.
Now.
I don't really think
if they
was.
Wanted to work, they could.
If they wanted to, and they wanted to work,
yeah.
Believe me, they wanted to work. Yes.
Yeah. That's true.
There wasn't even money to pay the school teachers. Some years, you know, they'd have to wait maybe for a long time to get their checks.
That's true. So they were dedicated.
And they wasn't very much then.
Okay. Well, they were dedicated at that time then,
oh,
if
yes.
You had
they
to do that.
They wouldn't do that nowadays.
No, that's true.
They're just not even going into the teaching profession because there are too many other professions that pay more.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, I really think the day of...
But you think they'll have to do something?
About what?
Their money. What the salary of the teachers eventually.
Well, I think they're making good money.
Are they now?
Yeah.
Well, compared
I think
to what
they
you,
are.
Yeah.
But maybe, I guess maybe that I don't think of it in the right way because I made so little.
Yes.
And really, they make.
But you hear
the
complaining all the
good,
time.
But they're always striking and wanting more money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I don't believe in teacher striking.
No.
That's depriving the children.
That's
true, and they're
too.
The ones that get the hard end of it.
That's true, too.
Because now you just think about these past few years with all the teacher strikes and with all the bad winters when they had to be out of school. Now listen, they've lost about a year of schooling.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
true.
And that's important
and that's
in a child's life.
Life. It's hard to catch that up, isn't it?
Well, it can't be caught up.
It can't be caught up.
No, when it's lost, it's gone.
That's true.
It sure is true. But, oh my goodness, I if I were teaching today, I'd think I was making a tremendous salary in what they're making.
Well, that's true. But they're still complaining.
But, well, of course, I realize that.
I hear that
is,
you know.
Yeah, they're still complaining. I know that. And I do realize that it takes an awful lot of money to run a family.
But
I don't see how they do it, really.
Well, don't you think, too, the ones that's going into the teaching profession, they know what their salary is going to be. And if they don't want that, they should have switched. Don't you think, really?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Because I think you pretty well know what you're going to make.
Yeah.
And when you're going to college.
Oh, yes, you know what your salary is going to be. And
when you're in college.
It seems to me like that they're upping it every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But then they still keep striking.
What do you think about our kindergarten? Of course, we never had kindergarten, even when my son went to school. We didn't have, he didn't.
What age did they go to kindergarten?
They go to 5. They start at 5 now.
5.
Well, I think they have to have, what, be 5 by December, I believe, or maybe 5 by when it starts.
Well, you
what
know.
What do you think of it?
Well, I'll tell you, you might not agree with me, but
I do.
Children are not allowed to be children anymore, babies. You think that?
You know, I've this is my opinion. I should have my opinion on this tape. But I've often said, and I believe that I would, if they had kindergarten, I would have kept mine home.
I think that those years, and I'll tell you another thing, you probably won't agree with me on that, certainly. If I were the one that was to set the time when children started to school, it wouldn't be 6, it would be 7.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
Now listen, they need those years of freedom, but they're pushing them into everything from the time They're not even out of diapers till they're...
That's true.
They're putting them in the limelight somewhere or other. And they're just not little babies and children anymore. They don't have that carefree, happy childhood that we had.
That's true.
No, they don't. And Mama's away, of course,
that's
at
right.
work. And somebody's taking
care of them. But I always thought...
And you asked me about kindergarten. Nursery school and kindergarten is a boon to Mama.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But the little ones would be, to my notion, they'd be just as well off if they could be free and happy and just learn what life's
That's true.
All about.
That's true.
There's not too many would agree with that.
Well, I agree with you. I would have kept mine home as long as I could.
I would do. Yes. My first grade was plenty young. But of course, it happened that she started on the day she was 6 years old.
Okay.
Her birthday is on the 3rd of September. Did yours?
He was 6 in August. September. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was 6 on the 3rd of September, and that was the day school started.
But I was still kept him home another year.
Yeah.
If I could have got away with the problem.
Yeah, I would too. But really and truly, I mean that for every child. Because there are special children that are more ready, we'll say, at 6 than others are.
That's true.
And maybe if they were held back, it would be a disadvantage to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there'll be special schools for them.
That's true.
And if they need to be in that school, okay.
If they're an exception.
But if they're just normal child, which is my preference.
Yes.
Normal child, why then 7 is plenty young.
We were discussing, and I hear it so much at the library, and were there such a thing as hyperactive children then?
I never heard of
well,
that.
Well, I never either, but here in the last several years, that's all you hear. He's hyperactive. She's hyperactive.
Okay. What's hyperactive?
They say, you know, at school, they have difficulty in sitting still and learning. They have all of this energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I often wonder what teachers did back in your time with a child like that. Or where they have just give it a name as hyperactive.
Well, I don't know why. I don't know either why. That one little boy that I was telling you about that was a problem child, he must have been hyperactive.
So he did.
He must have been, if there were any at that time. But that is a new word to me. And they tell me that they even give little ones drugs.
They do.
I think that is awful.
I have heard
don't
that.
Don't you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I just think that is terrible.
I think they should have this child evaluated and put in a special school.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Well, I'll tell you something else. I think that the nation, they have become so highly educated, and they've delved so deep into things they had no business getting into, that, they just think they know so much, and they're just trying out all their knowledge on the human race.
That's true.
And I don't know what it's going to end up with.
It's true. It's true.
I really don't.
What's your opinion of our new high school that we've got?
Well, now, I don't really know enough about the high school to talk about it because I know about the building. I think they have a magnificent building.
It is. It's
they
true.
Really should be proud of
They should.
Of their building, but they're not. I don't think
they are. Not as much as they should be.
No, I don't think they are either. But that is, I'll bet. My goodness, when you think back of the school buildings that children used
That's
to go to school
true.
In, and to think what a wonderful place they have to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
There's not anything left out that I know of.
That's true.
But as to the curriculum, and activities and teachers and their teachers training. Mm-hmm. I just really don't know enough about it to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. But it is a beautiful building, and yes, they should be more proud of it.
Yes, I do. I think now don't get me wrong, don't think I'm Mm-mm. opposed to athletics, because I'm not, but mm-hmm. I think that they're neglecting the basics.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I think that's the way mm-hmm. they come up from out of high school and can't read or spell or mm-hmm. many things they can't
do. That's true. Because you can pick up the paper and see there all those pictures, you know, of those football and basketball players. They have that.
You never do see a picture of
a student that has
done something mm-hmm. in other
lines. That's true.
And I don't see that, of course. As I said, I'm not opposed to athletics to an extent. But I don't think, I don't believe in it being the uppermost thing in children's
mm-hmm.
lives.
No, I agree. I really do.
I guess I'm old fashioned.
Well, I must
kind of cranky.
Must be too. I must be too. Now, my son did go up there, and he went 3 years up there.
He didn't graduate from.
He graduated from the high school, the new high school. He hit all four schools. He went to South Portsmouth, McHale Elementary, and then they had a junior high up there a couple of years on the old building.
Yeah.
And then I think a sophomore, he went to the new one.
Mm-hmm. What?
And then he's going up to Athens, Ohio University.
Is that what? Uh-huh. What's he major
in? Engineering.
Oh, that's great.
And I will say, he has said he has enjoyed his college a lot more than he ever did his high school.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
So
was he in athletics in the high school?
No.
He didn't.
He would have liked to have.
Well,
but,
I think
he didn't.
I don't think you can be sorry about that.
No. I think he still is.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Maybe? Mm-hmm. I think he still is. Yeah.
Well,
I think it happened back, it started clear back in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
So. But he's done real well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure he has.
So.
You just had the one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one son.
So we have, I guess we're partial, aren't we? When it comes to
I guess so.
When you just have one, you protect them a little more.
Yeah, you do. That's right. That's for sure.
How did you discipline yours? Your child, Anel.
You mean my own?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't remember any big problems.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her, of course.
Sure.
With all the love I had, and her daddy did too. And she didn't have everything, maybe, that somebody else had more money than we did.
But don't you think when they think they're an only child, everyone else thinks they do have, don't they?
They do, yes, sir. And they really
and
don't.
They don't.
They don't always.
Mm-mm.
I know she didn't.
No.
I know she often says that. You know what it costs to send a child to college now.
Mm.
Well, now what she went to school on, it was an awful
lot
less.
Mm-hmm. But at that time.
Yeah, but at that time it was a lot.
Yes.
But she didn't have everything.
Mm-hmm.
That,
that's true.
She maybe wanted.
That's
even.
Right.
But she had what she needed.
Need. Mm-hmm. That's true.
But she was an obedient girl. And
who did the most, if you had to discipline, was it you or your husband?
Oh, it was, I guess maybe me, because she was his pride and joy.
So.
Well, she was mine,
sure.
Too, but then she could do no wrong in his sight.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe I was the...
I think, don't you think one has
man.
To be,
yeah, there
and the other one has to...
A leveling.
Mm-hmm. I think I was, or am, still.
Well, as a rule, I think mother generally about has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy turns it back.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, now I've heard children say, well, you just wait till your daddy comes home and I'll tell him what you did. And he'll whip you. But it doesn't end up that way, generally.
I never do that.
I never did. I don't ever.
I was never done that way either.
I wasn't either. No, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
But I always felt like that I was capable of handling the situation myself, mm-hmm. and I did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you did, too.
Yes.
I've seen mothers in supermarkets and places like that, and a child would just be simply running wild, and she'd finally get a hold of him, and you just wait till I get you home, and your daddy will wear you out.
Or even
haul
off and stop him a good
bit. Yeah, they do that, too. No, that's not just
I can't see it. I can't see that you're going to accomplish anything with that child.
No. It's not discipline. Mm.
Okay, when you talk, at that time, I know y'all pledged allegiance to the flag and your prayer and everything, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Had they stopped that when you retired or not?
I don't know whether they did or not. I hadn't.
We still have a story hour, too.
Oh, do you?
Because the little girl came, she's there from West Virginia, and I was showing her the things that we go through, and she says, well, what about this prayer? And we say it.
Did she approve?
Yeah, she went along with me. But I guess her being a teacher, up there, that I don't guess they could.
No, there's some places that mm-hmm. they didn't let them. I know a lady that was teaching up in Ohio, and she said that her superintendent just got awful mad at her because she had the pledge of the flag and the prayer. And I don't know whether she read the Bible or not, but maybe a Bible verse or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he just told her that must not be. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, let me tell you this. When I always taught the children a little grace to say before we went to eat,
mm-hmm.
Sort of remember one day we went down and they didn't offer to sit down and eat till the grace was said. And Mr. Meade said, he came to me afterwards and he says, now, Miss McMullen, mm-hmm. I'll have to tell you that we just don't have time for a ceremony, I believe was the word mm-hmm. he used, like that. And I says, well, that didn't take very long, Mr. Meade. And so we went on and I didn't stop. Mm-hmm. I went right ahead with it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the term, I remember in a teacher's meeting one day, it was long in the term, and he brought that up among the teachers, and he says, I think it'd be a good idea if the rest of you would practice that.
So he picked up on your good point.
Well, it made me feel better.
Well, yes. Well, that was nice.
But I always taught them a little grace to say, and they were so proud of that.
Well, sure.
And I remember when I taught over here at Fulton Grade, little boy that lived right here, he started in that year, and he would go to school with me, and then he'd come home with me. And it got to the place where just about the time we would sit down at the table for the evening meal, and he'd pop at the door, can I say the grace?
Oh, really?
He really did.
He wanted to say the grace. Well, isn't that nice?
Sure.
Probably stuck with that child.
It probably has. But his mother, then she made him quit. She said, says nobody but the people who go to church ever do anything like that. And I thought that was just terrible.
Ooh, yes.
You really had
something good going there, and she tore it down.
But he
but still, I think in the back of his mind, he would always remember that.
I bet he did, too. Mm-hmm. I bet he still remembers
mm-hmm.
that.
Because you do those things.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
But I thought that was... well, funny. You just never know the influence you're exerting on a child.
What kind of games did you play when you were a small child that you played?
Oh, I played drop the handkerchief and what we called ante over, we'd throw the ball over
mm-hmm.
the building and run and hide and seek and what else? Well, those were, and London Bridge is falling down. And, we had plenty of games to play and we had fun at it. We just were as happy as could be as children. And I don't see children playing games anymore.